welcome to this week's West Holmes School Report for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick, and with me today, I have the maintenance supervisor for West Holmes Schools, Mitch Neese. Welcome, Mitch. Thanks for joining with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And so we're getting towards the last part of the year, and you guys are working on keeping up with the old buildings right now, the old elementary buildings, and fighting against winter.
Yeah, for sure. It's been challenging with all the cold weather we're having, and you know we've had some water line issues, and it's just got to keep them going though.
Just recently, you had to close one of the schools because of, you know, water line. It's one of the tough things about those older buildings that really helped make that decision to build the new one.
Yes. It's the way some of the older buildings are, you know, they're definitely not insulated like what the new ones would be. And it's going to be great for us, but it's also going to be great for the kids too, because they're going to have a nice building to go to, something that's going to be comfortable, air conditioning that they don't have now, because some of those buildings get really hot like in August, the end of August. And so, I mean, it's like I say, you hate to see the small communities lose their schools, but these buildings are just getting so old. And I mean, we're constantly patching things, or, you know, just to try to keep them up and going.
And is there any different approach now that we're almost to the end of the school year on how you're looking at things with the older elementaries as you get ready to transition into the new ones?
Not so much. I mean, we can kind of plan ahead a little bit, but nothing's really going to happen until school's out. And then we're going to be hustling to try to get everything that needs from those buildings to the new building, get those moved. And
so are you guys kind of planning inventory right now and taking note of, okay, this is what needs to go to the new building from this building, and starting to build a list? Or
we kind of somewhat have a list, really, because we have clever touches, the touch screens that the teachers can use to instruct the students, but those are going to get moved. They're in the contract part of the deal with the building that those people are going to come take those down and put them up in the rooms. But we have like, I don't know how many kidney tables, a bunch that we had just purchased, you know, in the last couple, 3 years, that those will get moved. So that's probably going to be our biggest thing, is those kidney tables, because you have to take them apart to get them out of the rooms and then put them back together once you get them in the rooms. And they're awkward. I mean, they're hard to move.
They're named kidney for a reason. There's nothing easy about it.
It should be named backed, because you're...
And so you guys are going to be on a really short timeline once they finish the building until opening for the students to get all of that in.
I think what we'll do is probably try to station a lot of things maybe in the gym until they're complete, to where we can actually put them in the rooms, you know, get everything moved first there, and then take them to where they go and put them together after the rooms are available.
It's definitely something that you want to have a plan for, and not just like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. I mean, we can think this is what we're going to do, but until it actually happens, I mean, it's just going to be kind of playing it by ear.
Now, how will the maintenance crew adjust with the new building only having one building now instead of four elementaries to maintain? Is that going to change how you guys look at your maintenance process?
Not so much. I mean, because we have maintenance requests, but we also have like scheduled maintenance. And there's, you know, we're going to have to get the schedule set for how we want to do the things at the new building too, as far as keeping up with air handlers, filters, changes, and just regular preventive maintenance. So that'll be kind of fun at first, because then I'll have to build a plan of, okay, we do this now and they do this later, and to keep it on a regular schedule.
Because you guys do have to keep a maintenance schedule with the new building. I mean, you don't want to just be like, new building, no problem.
Oh, yeah. If you want to make it last, you have to keep up on the preventive maintenance.
And the goal is to make it last as long as the elementaries you got are.
Yeah. And then things were built. I'm not saying they're not built good now, but it just seemed like those things are, the building structure itself, they're
solid.
Exactly. Now, back in the day when all that plumbing and stuff was being put in, not so much. And
they were still learning.
Yeah. Well, just the materials they had to to work with back then don't hold up near like what we use today. And it's just, I don't know, it's just going to be so much better, like I say, mainly for the kids, but it'll be helpful for us also.
So you'll be like, oh, I'm going to be at the new building today instead of...
Yeah, and also everything's on one campus, which takes away our drive time to get to other buildings. And
that's going to be a definite plus for you guys.
Yeah.
Now, where are you guys centraled out of as the maintenance department? Are you out of the high school, the middle school? Do you have your own building?
No, we don't have our own building. We have an office in the middle school.
Okay.
And then we try to keep as much... We have like things stored there for maintenance repairs. Mm-hmm. There's things at the high school. We have things at Killbuck. That's because maintenance shop used to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of like some pipe and different things are still stored down there. So we're going to have to, that's another thing we'll have to move. But then we have to try to find a place to put it to, because we're using the space we have now already at the middle school is pretty full. So
just tell them to add a little space in that new building. You'll be good.
Wished it worked that way.
And is there anything else going on in the maintenance world to chat about, or it's just getting through winter at this point?
Right now, it's just concentrating on getting through the winter because of the temperatures. I mean, we haven't had a winter like this for quite a while.
No, it's been so cold.
Yeah, yeah. And like I say, with the older buildings, the longer it's cold like this, the more that cold penetrates these older buildings. And then once it gets, it's just hard to get them warmed back up.
All right, well, thanks so much for joining with us. That is the maintenance supervisor for West Holmes Michigan East for WKLM West Holmes School Report. I'm Melissa Patrick.